I'm Wesley J. Smith, Senior Fellow at the Discovery Institute, and you're listening to Brave New Bioethics. Senators Dianne Feinstein and Orrin Hatch have just introduced Senate Bill 812, which explicitly legalizes human cloning, and since a shortage of human eggs is currently impeding cloning research, also authorizes researchers to pay women to undergo egg procurement. And if these purposes of the legislation weren't bad enough, there's its name. Feinstein and Hatch mendaciously named S-812 the Human Cloning Ban and Stem Cell Protection Act of 2007. How can a bill to legalize human cloning be instead called a ban? Through the time-tested method of disingenuous legislating, the bogus definition. Here's a rarely discussed truth. Key words and terms in legislation mean only what a bill's authors say they mean, rather than their actual definitions. If a stink bug was defined in legislation as a butterfly, for the purposes of that bill, the stink bug would indeed be a butterfly, which is essentially what S-812 does. It defines the term human cloning inaccurately and unscientifically so that Feinstein and Hatch can pretend their bill will outlaw human cloning. To understand the dishonesty of S-812, we must first define cloning accurately and describe exactly what it is that the process creates. Cloning is the popular term given for asexual reproduction, which in mammals, theoretically including humans, is accomplished through somatic cell nuclear transfer, or SCNT, the same method used to create Dolly the sheep. SCNT is easy to describe, but hard to accomplish. First, the nucleus is removed from an egg cell and replaced with the nucleus taken from a somatic or body cell. As a consequence of the nuclear transfer, the genetically modified egg now has the full complement of chromosomes. Next, an electric current or chemical is used to stimulate the genetically modified egg. Finally, if the SCNT process works and all goes well, a cloned embryo comes into being, a point recently affirmed by James Thompson, the scientist who first derived human embryonic stem cells and who stated regarding human SCNT, quote, "If you create an embryo by nuclear transfer and you give it to somebody who didn't know where it came from, there would be no test you could do on that embryo to say where it came from. It is what it is," meaning a human embryo. Just as there is no further fertilization after sexual conception, once the SCNT process is finished, there is no more cloning. A new organism has already come into being. From this point on, the question becomes what to do with the cloned embryo that has been created. If it is to be destroyed in research, it is sometimes called therapeutic or research cloning. If it is to be implanted and gestated to birth, it is usually called reproductive cloning. But whichever use is made of the embryo, the act of cloning itself is complete once the SCNT process has been fully accomplished. With this basic biology in mind, we now turn to human cloning as misdefined in S-812. In the definition section of the bill, it states, quote, "The term human cloning means implanting or attempting to implant the product of nuclear transplantation into a uterus or the functional equivalent of a uterus," close quote. This definition is pure bunk. Implantation is no more human cloning than implanting an embryo created via IVF is human fertilization. Rather, implantation is but one potential use of the embryo created through human cloning. The bill's definition is just junk biology. The point being to allow Senators Feinstein and Hatch to pretend they are banning human cloning when their bill actually legalizes it. The Feinstein-Hatch bill also purports to outlaw the purchase and sale of human eggs, a matter rightly seen by many feminists and human rights activists as necessary to prevent the exploitation of poor women for biotechnological research. As we saw in the description of SCNT, each attempt at human cloning requires one egg. But human cloning is very difficult, and it will take a long time to perfect if it can be perfected at all. For example, South Korean cloning researcher Hwang Woo-suk burned through some 2,000 eggs and was still unable to create a single cloned human embryo. Thus, for cloning research to really take off, scientists will need tens of thousands of human eggs. But eggs are a rare commodity, and scientists are already complaining that an egg shortage is holding back cloning research. Making matters more difficult, eggs are not currently easy to obtain. It requires that egg suppliers, women of childbearing age, undergo an onerous and sometimes dangerous procedure known as superovulation, in which she is injected with high doses of hormones so that her ovaries release 10 to 20 eggs in a cycle instead of the usual one. These eggs are then removed with a needle inserted through the vaginal wall. This procedure is not only uncomfortable, it requires anesthesia, but it can also be risky. About 5% of women who undergo superovulation experience serious side effects, such as infection, infertility, paralysis, loss of limbs due to blood clots, and in rare cases, even death. Given these dangers, few women readily volunteer to become egg donors. As a consequence, some researchers argue that they should be authorized to buy eggs from women. But feminists and others object, worrying that egg markets will exploit poor women who, unlike their better-off sisters, will be enticed to risk their lives, health, and fecundity so that big biotech can get rich from human cloning. And just as it, quote, bans, close quote, human cloning, SH12 purports to ban egg purchases too, only it doesn't. Section 2E2 states, quote, prohibition on purchase or sale. No human uuxite, meaning egg, or unfertilized blastocyst, meaning cloned embryo, may be acquired, received, or otherwise transferred for valuable consideration if the transfer affects interstate commerce, close quote. Sounds good, right? Not so fast. What Feinstein and Hatch appear to take away from big biotech with one hand, they then give back with the other by restricting the meaning of the term valuable consideration. To wit, quote, the term valuable consideration does not include payments to compensate a donor of one or more human oocytes for the time or inconvenience associated with such donation. So while the eggs themselves may not be purchased, women can be paid for the discomfort and inconvenience of being super ovulated to produce eggs, which, money in hand, she would then donate for cloning research. This sleight of hand would put Mandrake the magician to shame. Through deceptive definitions and smoke and mirrors redirection, the Human Cloning Ban and Stem Cell Protection Act of 2007 claims to ban human cloning, but actually legalizes it. It purports to prohibit egg buying, when instead it explicitly opens the door to paying women to be egg donors. And it purports to protect stem cell research, even though that area of experimentation isn't anywhere mentioned in the bill other than in the title. The question, then, is whether Dianne Feinstein and Orrin Hatch are intentionally deceiving the American people or are merely ignorant about the content of their own legislation. I'm Wesley J. Smith, and that's my opinion. Thanks for listening.